If we could all stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I thought we still had time to burn. Welcome, everybody. Did everyone sign in? Thank you, Michael. So, public comment. This is a period devoted to comment. Don't we have to roll call, Phil? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that. Here.
That's a real effective roll call. Right?
Okay.
I can see who's not here.
Three out of four. Katie Heinzer.
I don't want any trouble.
Those absence.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember, this is your fun group.
Okay, I'll remember that. Yes.
Okay. So public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Thank you. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board or council majority vote. First, we need to approve the minutes for June 26th for possible action.
I approve.
Second.
Oh, got warm in here.
Yes.
Thank you. And approval for the agenda for July 31st today. And hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. And there are no. Approve.
Second.
Thank you.
What? We're good.
Good. Megan's still smiling. I like it. Informational items. We will receive a report from Metro regarding activities and statistics during the past month and other crime concerns. This is for discussion only.
There you go.
I'm Sergeant Hendricks. Sorry I'm in this attire today. I was in a class all day, so I didn't wear my uniform. There's really nothing significant to report for this last quarter or for this last month. There didn't have any real significant events. There is new news. I am going to be leaving the section next week. And Jeff Dean is the new sergeant that's going to be taking over. So I brought him along to say hi to everybody.
Hi,
Jeff.
So make sure you wave at him when you pass him. Remind him that you live in Good Springs when you see him.
All your fingers.
Nice.
So, is there anything that I can answer from the police department side of things that you guys may have questions about?
We signed a petition. She always have to come dressed like this.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Anything? Any questions? No. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding updates on the Yellow Pine Mine Trail projects, updates from NDOT regarding mile markers and other SR-161 issues, and any other updates from Clark County. This is for discussion only.
Okay, so I'll go with one.
Thank you.
I washed it.
Oh, you washed it?
I did.
My goodness. Okay. We didn't wash it since Jeremy. I accidentally used his napkin at dinner, so I guess. I don't know what I was thinking. It was just.
She's out of control. She's out of control.
All right, so Yellow Pine Mine, the bids came in higher than expected. Mm-hmm. So we are like a lot higher, like $200,000. So we are working on how to work that out so that we can still do the project and still leave room, hopefully, to do the alternates, which is like the bathrooms. part of it is the tortoise fencing and tortoise management. So it may be that construction has to wait until it's no longer tortoise season, until it's cold enough that they are hibernating, so we don't have to do that. So that's a big part of the cost. So that may cause a delay, but it would be worth it to save a lot of money. So I will get back to you when we know a little more, but that's where we are right now.
Megan, what's our total budget on that? What was our grant? Do you remember?
I don't know.
You can get back to me.
I'll get back.
Thank you.
I'm sure I have it somewhere, but...
What? So when would it start, if that's the case?
Probably like November.
November.
Which is unfortunate. I mean, we wanted it to be sooner. I mean, we all want it to be sooner. But it's a big cost. So we may have to do that. So the mile markers, they are working on it. They have ordered them. And
oh,
they
good.
Will be installed as soon as they receive them. And I have a lot of highway stuff to share with you. So I went to MDOT, talked to MDOT, and asked them for numbers. I like statistics and numbers. So I asked them for all the accident data that they could give me for 161. So the chart you're going to see that has little, this one has the little writing, that is going to show you every accident on State Highway 161 since 2012. I believe it's September 1st of 2012 through September 1st of 2017. And I guess that's how long it takes to get accident numbers. I thought that was surprising, but they don't have 2018 numbers yet. She is she believes, just based on these numbers and based on things, that it is in good shape. It's a good, it's a well-traveled road. It's in good shape. But she heard the concerns, so she's looking into doing a safety assessment of 161. And she's going to see, they have local, there's state dollars, and then there's local funds. And she's trying to get the local funds to see if she can get that done to do a safety assessment. But because of the numbers, it's not really a high priority to do a safety assessment on a road that's pretty safe. She also said we need to be aware that when funds are used in one place, they come from somewhere else. So we do have some roads that are very dangerous or in bad repair, so they try to allocate those funds to places like that. So any questions for me on that?
Lane change means passing.
I imagine so. What do you guys think? Is that what
it's probably over.
Yeah.
Double yellow line.
Switching lanes and not intentional.
Right, and as someone that drives that highway every day, I see a lot of those unsafe passes.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, especially when it's on a hill or a curve and you can't see anybody coming? I think it's pretty crazy, but I'm assuming that's what that is. And there's some you'll see that are, they overcorrected, running off the road, around the road, things like that.
Well, and seven of them were impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the road, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And drive the speed limit, don't take chances.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
This is really a good report. Thank you again.
You're welcome. And that's all I have, unless there's any other questions for me.
Anything from the Gene Project at Giant Chevron Station?
No,
it's open.
They're open. It's open.
Yeah, I've been there.
Not everything is done yet. They're still working on the White Castle. They're still working on the auto parts. In the back left, there's going to be an auto parts store. I don't know if the candy place is open yet. Is it open now? And it's like kid heaven, because believe me, we were on our way out of town for a trip, and we stopped there with my grandkids, and we got to get a little sneak preview, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And they were like in hot heaven. It was insane. So it's pretty
good. That's only
every kind of gummy thing you could, they have a 5-pound gummy bear. It's like, looks so disgusting.
It is.
But yeah, every kind of gummy thing all weekend, it was like,
you won't go
I
poop
got
for a
shot,
year.
And I got a gummy this and a gummy that. So, nothing more on that, except that, I'm glad you brought that up, because I talked to Michelle at NDOT about that station and about the traffic study, because I know there were concerns about the traffic study, and she said that traffic study was studied and re-looked at and rehashed so many times because it's an unusual situation, because the traffic numbers would not indicate high traffic volume because it's on a state route serving rural communities. So the county numbers, based on pure numbers, came in very low. So when it went to NDOT, they had to really work with it to up the numbers to get the amount of lanes and everything in there for that. So she said, to rest assured, that traffic study was looked at every which way. And I know that there has been some congestion, and it may not be working necessarily as well as we hoped. And I think they are going to come back and do the Starbucks across the street. And so I'll continue to work with NDOT and let them know some of the concerns. One of our metro officers that lives in Sunny Valley, and I talked about it, he let me know some of the things that he saw. So I think we still have another opportunity, another bite of the apple, when they come in for Starbucks, to maybe clear up some of those congestion issues on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
But is this as bad as it used to be before?
I don't know. We haven't had a holiday weekend yet.
No.
And I don't know. I think this congestion is different than the old congestion, because this is more movement related, where before it was that people couldn't move. You know, before everybody was waiting for six pumps and it backed up that way. Now it's the traffic circulation, is getting a little in the way of itself. So that just may be something that a signal could help, or lane markers or stuff. I'm not a traffic person, so I don't know. But so I think it's more a movement thing versus a standing
Some of the observations that I've made down there have been that the traffic going into, coming out of Sandy Valley and Good Springs, they don't slow down. So when they need to slow down, they don't slow down. And that's driver error. That has nothing to do with the highway or how it's designed. But then people coming out of the new station aren't stopping and aren't yielding.
I see
so
the last entrance, because they see the freeways right there. Oh, they don't even look.
So the thing is that, which potentially we could ask, I mean, I don't think there's a stop sign posted there. You're supposed to stop whenever you exit private property by law. So maybe we could ask them to
put a really big one.
Post a big stop sign there.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it's all driver error. It's the drivers coming out of the gas station, not paying attention, and it's drivers
flying through,
still going 55 or 70, and not slowing down to the 25 zone going through there.
That's
kind of been the observations that I've made. But it's, you know, again, it's more driver related than
Loaded. And I know there was a post in the RJ. I don't know, this article that showed the 14-mile backup. That is not because of the new gas station. People were jumping on that. Part of it is that the lanes narrow once you get into California. So anytime lanes narrow, it backs it up.
Right.
So 14 miles is not being backed up because people are so excited to see Sasquatch at the...
I think 3 or 4 months ago I brought up that if you guys really want to pressure the roads, it's Caltrans. Because they have zero intention of widening I-15 in California. So it's going to bottleneck there, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse because more people are coming here. When the Raiders start here, it's going to be backed up 30 miles instead of 15.
Is there anything you can do?
Hopefully they're coming from Oakland and not Southern California.
It's still the only way through, though.
So, yeah. I-15 is a major route.
Yeah.
And
I don't know that the liaison for commissioner in Clark County is going to have any...
There was some Caltrans guy at the meeting I had, and I asked them specifically about it. I told them the problem, and they're like, yeah, thanks.
They don't care.
Because from what I understand, their opinion of it is that it doesn't have that much impact on commerce coming into California, so so what?
But, yeah, it doesn't mean money to them.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have no planning and zoning. We have no general business, so we move to the comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Thank you. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chair, board, or council majority vote. Anybody?
Yep. My name's Steve Wiegand, spelled WIEGAND. Megan asked me to come up here. We've been looking at property out in Good Springs for quite a while now, out at the end of Columbia Mill Road. That kind of butts the BLM property. We currently have an ATV rental business, and we're looking at bringing it up here. And we kind of wanted your input as far as that goes. I did print something out that I'd like to take Megan's lead and pass out to everybody.
So just keep in mind, let me interrupt Steve. So we can't discuss during public comment, but I know Steve came out here, so if you guys have input for him or want to talk to him, that would be great. And he's looking for community input. And if we want to discuss it further, we can put it on a future agenda. But when Steve and I talked the other day, the agenda was already done, so I couldn't even put him on there. So go ahead and talk, and then if you guys want to talk to him, you can talk to him afterwards.
And possibly we could put this on the agenda for next month.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I'd pass this out, give you guys a heads up on what we're looking to do. And maybe next month you can give us your input. But we are going to hang out for a little while afterwards. So if you have anything you want to ask us about, you know, about our business. I know you guys have a couple of ATV businesses up here now. We're looking to actually buy the property and move the business from the current location that it is and expand up here. So hopefully we can have everybody's support with that. That's about it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Public comment? Ted, isn't it?
It is Ted, right? The one and only.
Yeah, Theodore Compton, 115 San Pedro. The job that Mrs. Holzer did, I'm gaining all that information. It was beautiful. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic studies are a pleasure to see because they're not very easy to get. We do look into the future for the 161, and we see that the 160, that has a very high capacity of traffic now, has gained a $16 million grant, and they're going to start it to give them another $58 million grant. Should be completed in 2020. But the money that they give them for, they're going to pay for 590 boulders, it's 14,000 cubic yards of small rock, riprap, 1,760 tons of decorative aesthetics, flood control channels, 784 trees, box culverts, storm drains, 4-inch, 2.4 million pounds of reinforcing steel, road bay, just staggering numbers and a staggering amount of money. Again, if we look at our safeties here given to us by NDOT, could we approach, the man's name is Rudy Malfaban, and he looks like he's the director of NDOT, and another director would be Tony Ayala. If we approach these men for some improvement here in the future, we've got an impasse here with our flood control. We just had it here the other day, 3 feet of water over the road. How many times does that happen? We can't get in, we can't get out. Their only way in and out. So what can we do to gain some revenue from the system? I mean, 160 just got a tremendous amount of money because they have a tremendous amount of traffic. But we should be next here in the future. Any questions? We'll just stand by and fight City Hall. Have we received any?
Ted, you bring this up every meeting, and every meeting somebody provides an answer with how safe the highway is,
mm-hmm.
and you provide a counter to that almost every time.
Well, you can't.
So, but the thing is, the amount of traffic that State Route 160 carries mm-hmm. is—it's not even like it's this road that basically doesn't even exist when you compare. So, when you look at that, it's a huge difference of comparison with dollars and cents and what they're doing. But you also got to think that when State Route 160 has a fatal accident,
right.
it's shut down, and that's the only way in and out. So unless you drive all the way around. So you guys can drive all the way around, too. You can drive all the way around and take the back road. You're welcome to do that. So just like they have to. The thing is that this water shut down from this water. That was one time this year, right? But the State Route 160 is shut down multiple times every year for fatal accidents. So they're trying to correct that with this latest project. But out here, the shutdown, it wasn't for 8 or 10 hours. State Route 160 on a fatal accident, 8 or 10 hours for shutdown. So when you're comparing comparing completely different things.
We're still looking into the future. But at some point, we should see. I mean, we just get chip seals. That's what's the best we get, chip seals and some signs.
Well, this isn't quite interstate worthy.
It's not.
The dollars are there. They're there. Can't we receive a few of them?
Well, you can't take up the state. Not with Good Springs CAC every week.
How about the holes on the side of this highway? They're tremendous. They're so big and they're a few feet off the highway. Doesn't that seem dangerous to all of us?
Stay on the road.
Stay on the highway. The goal is to stay on the road.
Stay on the road.
You mean the culverts?
But for safety reasons, our Department of Transportation make it safe for us, even if we cannot stay on the side of the road, if we're forced off the road by an improper pass? No one cares.
It's not that nobody cares, but Las Vegas Boulevard 604 is a two-lane highway for how many miles that has lots and lots of traffic on it, and it does just fine.
Well, how much money do they spend on that fixing that up?
they haven't spent that much lately. It's been sitting the way it is for a long time.
Well, what was his original contract? Just staggering amounts of money. We're not asking for that much, and we're receiving nothing. So we just
well, you can continue to pursue it with NDOT, but that's
there you go.
That's a state function.
Thank you, ma'am. No, I appreciate your contact with Michelle. Mm-hmm.
Any other public comments?
Wow.
Wow.
Sit still. We only have it this late because of you, so keep that in mind.
Well, I know, but it'd be great.
I'd do it 3 a.m.
So,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
So hey, if there's Laughlin does theirs at 1:30.
Well, that's
if there's
that's
no
Laughlin.
Additional public comment and you want to go home,
Our
next meeting is August 28th. Mark your calendar. This meeting is adjourned.
Oh my God.